Hey everybody, Paxton Gordon here on another fantastic day. It is that time of day. It's Friday. I can't believe it. I'm so excited for the weekend to come. Not only because tomorrow is our Eagle Golf Classic, and while I'm not a golf fan, I do like to just at least go out and see everybody else attempt some golfing adventures, but it allows me to get out of the house. But I'm joined from, of course, Mid Plains United Way. Haven Smith joins me once again, and we were talking about the funnest of fun things. Again, speaking of weather, talking tornadoes today, which probably isn't the best way to start, specifically when it's, you know, this entire week has just been so in flux in terms of the weather. So I hope you knocked on wood coming in here, not bringing all that energy for a potential, maybe not saying it, but a tornado. She spoke it into existence. She said it first. I didn't say it.
I didn't say it on air.
That's true.
Though.
That's true. So you didn't jinx it. But you did bring that energy
Okay, there's no tornadoes this weekend. Just some rain.
We were just bringing all the positive energy of just rain, and that's all we got. But what else positive energy is coming around? A lot of cool things are not only happening in the future, but we did have an event last week that was put on, of course, by Guardians of the Children, their Flat Rock chapter. And you'll take me through it because, once again, a big success. As it always is with Guardians and Children, what they're doing over there.
Yes, we love what they do. They advocate for children who are in tough situations at home. And they had their Child Abuse Awareness Family Appreciation event last Saturday at the DNN Center. And they gave away just over 200 bikes.
Wonderful.
So it was fun to see the happy faces of the kids for that. And there's a lot of kids. We gave over... And also Guardians of the Children, they are one of our partner agencies, and so we do help fund the event.
Man, 200 bikes, though.
Yeah.
That's just crazy to think.
It's so fun to see them lined up inside the DNN Center.
And that's a big facility, so to sit there and think, not only the community came together and put together 200 bicycles, but also to see it lined up, and specifically, more importantly, the happy faces of the children to see that. Because even though I'm not a bike rider nowadays, I remember back in the ye olde days when I got my...
Your bike was everything.
Oh, my gosh. Yep. It was the greatest... It was like the second coming of Santa Claus when I got my bicycle for like my birthday.
And when you got the training wheels off.
Yes. So yeah, that was a big monumental step. I always remember those days because I remember the first time I tried it, I went and I biffed on the asphalt and I scraped my knee up really bad. And then I was really terrified from that point on. But I still did it. I still made it. But again, 200 bikes, they were there. For the event at the DNN events, had another huge, huge raving success. And there's also some other donations that happened there that day.
Yeah, so we gave out about 400 toothbrush, toothpaste packs, and they were the cool color-changing kind of toothbrushes, so the kids were super excited about that. And those were donated by Maple Park Dentistry. So
wonderful.
We're very thankful. And they put those together, you know, like with a... you know, week and a half in advance. So we're pretty grateful for them to do that for us.
Just think about the 400 toothbrushes, which again, that's one of those things that you just kind of slips past you. When you think about it in your daily life, you kind of get into a rhythm, wake up, brush your teeth, but then getting a new toothbrush is like world changing.
It's just like it's kind of like a brand new day, my brand new toothbrush. But really, so there's going to be about 400 kids, we hope, brushing their teeth this summer.
Hey, you know what they say? You brush your teeth, that dentist won't have to come and, you know, fill your cavities anymore. Mm-hmm. But also moving on, last week you also had your Board of Trustees meeting, and they had some big news coming out of that one.
Yes. We have been going through our partner agency allocation process since about mid-February. And last week, busy week. last week we had our allocation night where we voted and approved funding for next year, 2024-25. Mm-hmm. And they awarded 80,000 total in grants to different nonprofits across the community, the North Platte community. And so we'll send more information in July when our fiscal year starts, but it's pretty exciting to give that amount out.
I know. You sit there and you just see it every single time. It just feels like it's getting more and more. And then just the power that, you know, kind of dreams and ideas can be created with that amount of grant funding, because so many different, partners and agencies have so many great ideas. And not only do the community help that, but also to see that kind of grant funding help push them towards that final step to make those dreams of not only what their goals are happen, but what the potential those goals can bring to a community, I think is just huge.
Right. I mean, and a great example of that is the Guardians of the Children. I mean, you see the smiles on the faces. Mm-hmm. You see, you know that the kids are going to go ride their bikes and be healthy. And, you know, that's just one partner agency.
And there's just been feels like every single month, every single day, there's just new events that help open up different avenues for people to become aware of things in the community that maybe you haven't really thought of or I wouldn't say have thought of, but also, you know, didn't think that it was a huge problem.
Right.
You know, because that's what a lot of people, they know it's a problem, but you don't really know the severity of it until you go to an event or see somebody put something on like that. And you're like, wow, that is kind of more than I expected. Yeah.
Right. It's just like you don't know that your next door neighbor is struggling to put the next meal on their table because it's just that hidden kind of causes that you don't know until you're aware of it.
So love to see that has been awarded, and I'm excited. Of course, as you said, more details will be coming out in July, and that just feels like it's
right around.
I know you were talking about fiscal next year, and I was just like, man, we're almost halfway through the year already. Yeah. Wow, what time has gone by with it? But we now, on with the past, and now on to the future.
Yes.
We have some things coming up here in the near future on the 8th. Well, near is it hopefully near. We have on the 18th, you have the, I know you laughed at this when you told me about this. I was just like, well, that is quite an interesting creation. You have the Let's Pull Together Human Tractor Pull.
Yes.
So I would love to hear what this is.
You know, North Platte is so good at putting on cool events, and you know, we're just trying to find something that no one else has done. And so we came across a plane pole, but then in talking with other United Ways, we found that it was hard to keep it going because either you couldn't get the plane or you couldn't get the operators. So we decided to do something that was a little closer to home. And we decided on tractors. And it is a thing. It actually is a thing.
Okay,
yes,
okay.
Yes, there are human tractor pulls, even some in Nebraska.
Oh, really?
Yes. And so it's getting a team of 4 to 6 out there and pick up the rope and you pull a tractor for about 15 to 20 feet. And it's timed. Mm-hmm. So, the team with the best time wins. And we're going to try to get a little demo together to put it online so people can kind of see what this looks like. Mm-hmm. But yeah, we're hoping to get about 20 teams. Hope.
Well, I think, and as I said, it's going to be, you know, next to the Nebraska land prime rib feed.
Yes.
Well, that's already a tantal, because,
right,
you know, what brings people out more than delicious food? Of course, with Nebraska land days, I think that's a time in general where I think a lot of people just get out more often. So I think it's a perfectly timed event. And then, like, just the curiosity. That's what's going to get it for me here.
It's
like,
value.
Yes, you're just like a human tractor pull. Because you've seen, of course, that either sometimes through Twitter or through some social media source of just somehow TikTok will pull up an actual tractor pull event. You're like, wow, that looks actually very interesting.
I've actually gone to a tractor pull.
Really? Have you now? Mm-hmm. I have never. It's not one of those things.
It's pretty fun.
Is it? Okay.
Yeah,
you
it
know
is.
What? Gosh darn it. I might
it's
have
loud.
To. Well, I would think so. But then you think, a human tractor pull. Well, now we're really starting to tingle with the mind. But again, that's on the 18th of June. Of course, 4 to 6 is the team requirements. Mm-hmm. Where do they need to go to sign up for that, or at least even get more information
on
that event?
We have everything on our website at midplainsunitedway.com. And then you guys can also feel free to call us to get more info at 308-532-8870.
Perfect. And then finally, this one is a little closer in terms of the date time. That's not next week, but the week after that, if I remember correctly. North Platte Giving Day is going on, of course, hosted by the Mid-Nebraska Community Foundation. Take me through that. Of course, it's pretty at this point, a well-known event that's been going around North Platte, but you know, just like me, at one point, a new person comes in every single day. You know, what is Giving Day and what is going to be going on for said Giving Day?
Giving Day is a really great day to decide to donate to all kinds of causes in the community. I mean, of course, we hope that you choose Mid Plains United Way because of our impact in the community. Mm-hmm. But Mid-Nebraska Community Foundation really does a great job putting this together, and through donations on their and on their side, what they do is they cover, you know, when you do a transaction online, there's always some fees associated with it. So the great thing about North Platte Giving Day is that they cover, Mid-Nebraska Community Association covers those fees.
Oh, wonderful.
So it's a kind of a different place to go than our website. So you actually go to northplattegiving.org. Mm-hmm. And you can actually start making donations today because they opened up Thursday.
Wonderful.
So that's open, and there's all kinds of prizes that the Mid-Nebraska Community Foundation is giving to nonprofits.
Oh.
For different, all kinds of different goals, like the most online donations for this day, the most given like on Giving Day itself, like they just have all kinds of cool prizes that they're giving to us. And so we also have a prize that we're offering up. So for those who go to northplattegiving.org and give by May 8th and give to Mid Plains United Way, we have a pair of tickets to Parker McCollum during Nebraska Land Days. And what makes it really fun is that there's access to the VIP building.
Yes. And that's always, a hoot and holler specifically on those days.
It's a great space to be during a concert. Mm-hmm. There's less of a crush.
That's true. If you have a social anxiety, you know, that place might be a little more well-suited for you.
Yeah, a little bit more free to move around. Own bathrooms.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. That's always the big. Yep. You always forget about that until you really got to get to that moment. Yep. You're just like, ooh.
Got to wait. No way. Line. Own their own beverage area. Mm-hmm. So that makes it really worth it.
Just a great little side prize there. Because again, in general, just Giving Day is a huge, again, one of those North Platte community events that you just sit there and you just think, you know, how important it is and how awesome the community has been just over the years in terms of making this the success it has been.
Yes. And if you think about it, you know, you might think, oh, if I give, you know, $20 today, that's not that big of a gift or whatever. Mm-hmm. But it is because when you group it together with everybody else who is giving on that day, it really does build up faster than you think. And so that's why all nonprofits say every gift counts, because it really does. It's when we work together. It really makes an impact and a difference.
You know, and that's always, and of course me, I'm a big picture thinker. So I'll sit there sometimes and just feel like, well, this doesn't feel like, you know, in my own terms, in terms of like stuff I'm creating, being like, I don't think that'll have a big impact somewhere here. But really it is. It's one small thing here and there does add up, small on small on small, adds up to a big finale or a big ending. So just because you may think that $5 you're going to give doesn't maybe look like it's going to be a big difference, that $5 is huge to any program that you're giving, because again, it not only will add up, but that $5 could actually make someone's day or like help somebody in that long run.
Yes, it can turn somebody's whole day, maybe even their whole life around. It's a meal that might just
kickstart something.
Yes.
And you love that. And of course, you know, as you guys were going, you're making your way up to your campaign goal. You know, how close, you know, at the moment are you to said campaign goal?
We are about 30,000 away from making our goal, so it's quite doable, but it's going to take a lot to get it done. We have until June 31st, or 30th. There's no 31st.
So many different days.
So we don't have a deadline.
It's just going forever.
Yeah. We have until June 30th, and we've got about 30,000 to go. We're hoping that between Giving Day, our normal donations, and our tractor pull event we'll make it. And that really ensures that all of our partner agencies get their full grants. So it's pretty important.
Yep. And these moments here, these events, and then the course Giving Day, again, as we said, all make big differences and in those goals, because a lot of these programs that you help partner with, you know, they do they do get a lot of good help from you guys, and you really enabled that their thinking and their ideas to help blossom. So, you know, big shout out to Mid Plains United Way and what you guys do, because and also this North Platte community. You know, in the 2 years I've been here, it is just insane to see, you know, how a community like this is so willing to help make a difference and so forward with making sure that these ideas and these goals that these partners and yourselves have put together to make those dreams come true.
Right, because when you address the needs of your community, you make your community stronger. So,
yeah.
You know, like donating to different causes, just it comes back to you.
Yeah,
in the long
run. In the long run, it'll help pay off, because again, you don't know. Maybe if you're a business owner, that could be your next manager.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you don't know yet if that person, you know, who may be struggling right now, you paid that, because we said that $5 that maybe pays their next meal or for some medical need or something that they have. That could be your next manager or even potential owner in the community to help a thriving business. So many good things going on. Of course, Haven Smith joins me here. Of course, if anybody has either any information that they want to know more about, whether it be the upcoming events or just Mid Plains United Way in general, where should they go?
Definitely go to our website at midplainsunitedway.com.
Perfect. Well, Haven, thank you so much. I hope if there is an imaginary tornado that we talked about, it doesn't suck particularly me and you away.
If I get to go to Oz, I mean, that would be fun.
That's true. I mean, I wouldn't. I may be a little confused. I may be a little scared, being like, where am I? But if we did get to go see, I got to click my heels together and maybe I'll come back. I'll come back to Nebraska. But Haven Smith, again, thank you so much for stopping on by.
Thank you.
We'll have more here on Good Morning North Platte.